This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, pop experience. Welcome back to another episode of Pop Goes to the Couch, Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I'm James Gruenberg, alongside John Arsenio D'Amato and Greg Diener. Guys, how are you doing tonight?
Great. Get into some pond hockey.
Oh, definitely. Pond hockey, the best.
This has this episode brought me back to, you know, a lot of childhood memories. I have a pond, like, you know, down to three blocks. And they had one street light on. Someone built a street light and plugged it into, like, you know, a pole, and you could play night hockey. You know, like, the light was always on.
That's pretty nice.
It was like, you guys want to go play some? You guys want to play some hockey and go skating on the pond if it's cold enough, you know? And, like, you know, we were supervised. You know, like, I mean, you know, like, today's age, like, they don't want anybody to, like, do that. But it was like, yeah, it's fine, you know, like, so, like, I feel like my parents were, like, a bunch of, you know, Gordon Bombay's. It's fine. The ice is fine. You'll be fine. Did you guys have any pond hockey memories?
No, we just the strong eye that we kept it in the streets. So.
Yeah. Considering I can't skate, the best equivalent I had was playing NHL 94 on the Genesis. So that was my pond hockey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to be a hockey player, and then I realized, I was like, no, you know, even though, like, what Gordon says, like, pond hockey brings everyone, like, one wants to play hockey first, you know, like, that's where, like, you get your start, and he's right, too. I thought I wanted to be a hockey player, but I just realized, like, I can't stop, and, like, you know, hockey is, like, one of the hardest sports to, like, get accustomed to.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's get into our episode. This is season one, episode 8. It is called Pond Hockey.
Episode
7. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, episode 7, Pond Hockey, not episode 8. Getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
So we start off at the Ice Palace, the Don't Bothers. They are still mad at Evan for going to the Ducks practice. And, you know, Evan and Alex, you know, they're standing outside because they know, like, what's going to happen. And Evan's like, can we just circle around the block one more time? And Alex is like, no, we have to face this together. You know, you have to face it. Just come clean and say, like, you know, that you're really, really sorry, which Evan has been apologizing. You know, he's really, really sorry. But the team is still mad at him. And Nick goes, oh, hey. And then he goes, wait, are we still mad at him? They're like, yeah, we're still mad at him. And he just goes, oh, get bent.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Like, so Nick trying to say that he's tough. Did you guys ever have, like, you know, really, like, I mean, I'm sure we all have, like, you know, good, bad argument, like, with, like, friends, you know, over things?
I've had many of those.
Yeah,
of course. And then in sports too, in high school and basketball, the team, there was a couple guys got in a, you know, a fight. One guy was the aggressor, got suspended. So it was similar to this situation where basically we had to work it out, you know, without the coach.
Yeah. So Alex goes, all right, there's only one way we're going to solve this. A players meeting. No coaches allowed. You guys are just going to solve this together. So she puts all the teammates in the room, and she does the old chair in the door, you know, says you're not coming out until you get this solved.
Give him a little tough love.
Yeah. And then Coop goes, is this legal? She goes, sue me. But no, don't really sue me. You know, I'm sorry, but this has to be done. And we notice, like, Sam lost all of his extremeness, you know, ever since, like, he feels like he's been betrayed too. So there's conflict with Sam, like, oh, you know, I haven't been, like, on a team before, And this is my first time, and I feel betrayed. So everyone just feels like betrayed by Evan. And, you know, they're not letting up that Evan, you know, made a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, these are a group of, well, misfits, and they feel like they belong to a family for the first time. And it hurts them to see that Evan just, you know, decided, oh, I'm going to go practice with the Ducks and maybe play with them again because I want to make the States. And that really, you know, put a dagger to the back.
Yeah, they really, they're not letting Evan off the hook easy. Usually most, you know, shows like this, it's like, you know, Evan gives a quick apology and that's it. But they're really stretching out. The fathers are really pissed for a long time. And they're making Evan work for his apology, man.
Yeah. So then Gordon walks in and he's like, hey, well, I got pucks. I got, you know, cones. I did something. So Gordon
Gordon's all in, fired up to
get that coach.
He's fired up to get back in it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the coach's instinct. And Alex is like, should I go in there? And Gordon's like, no, do not go in there. Let them figure it out. They can deal with it. Everything will be fine. But Alex goes into the locker room and she says, let's make friend bracelets. And they're like, no, those friend bracelets are just a bunch of betrayal bracelets. So now Lauren had a lot of funny lines. She was like, those would be betrayal bracelets. And but like the team, you know, is arguing like about everything, you know. Logan's mad because he didn't get invited to the sleepover when he lives down the street. You know, Lauren's still mad at Myra for the whole TikTok video and video and an embarrassment thing. You know, Sam has conflict, you know, losing all of his extremeness. And Coop was just like, you just had me as an add-on just because you felt bad for me. And because we all know that Nick just wanted to hang out with Evan by himself.
Yeah, and then what's his name? The pretty boy wanted to be on the sleepover too. He was mad that he wasn't invited to the sleepover.
Pretty angry too.
Yeah, and then the Czechoslovakian.
Oh, that was the best.
They're just arguing with each other because they had nothing better to do.
The Czech mates.
Just arguing with themselves. So Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
They're probably arguing because they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. So the fuse box lets up and the power goes out. So it looks like there's not going to be a don't bother's practice. And Gordon's like just trying to hit all the buttons and then the fire alarm goes off. He goes, well, you know, now I know the fire alarm works. So in case there's an emergency, that always works. I was like, oh, the basement fan, all the microwaves, they all work and the fire alarm works, but there's still no power. So Gordon leads them all back to where everyone really starts, like, to get to know hockey. You know, he leads them back to the old pond where Gordon used to skate. And this is where Gordon said he fell in love with hockey, on the pond.
Yeah, beautiful scenery. Of the outdoors and how much fun it would be to skate on that.
Yeah. So they, Bombay tells Evan, oh, you're it. And they start playing tag.
Oh,
just to get like, you know, everyone's frustrations out, you know, I guess they just need like a break, you know, and that's what Gordon's like, you know, everyone just need a break and the outside nature really got the kids in good spirits, you know, and it seemed like everyone was forgiving Evan after that. Like they just need to have fun, you know, and Sam doesn't participate. So we'll get into more of that as the episode goes on. And then Alex basically lets Gordon run the show. And then they go back to the old soft hands passing. But they also like are learning about skating too. So instead of eggs, they use the phones.
Those are some expensive eggs.
Yeah, I know. But I thought it was a really good touch. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, being good teammates, put trust and don't break the phone, you know, and Koo was like, be gentle with this.
Yes.
And Logan goes, oh, Nick, your moms are calling. You want me to answer? It's like, only if you want to have a positive and a really positive conversation with them. What did you think of the callback, Jay, to the soft hands?
Yeah, Gordon using some alternative methods, and at the same time, it helps them with their skating and their coordination in these little games like tag and stuff. So it shows that Gordon's really been putting putting everything into getting back into coaching, coming up with all these gimmicks. Yeah.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of also when Hans told Gordon, you know, teach him how to skate, teach him how to have fun.
How to fly, yeah.
Teach them to fly, even though they're not the Ducks anymore. It's like, you know, you got to teach them to, you know, be a team and yep. stuff too. So I thought that was a really good callback. You know, I felt like Gordon was, you know, learning from Hans, saying, I'm going to teach his kids how to have fun, teach them how to skate, you know, and school and everything. So Gordon's back to his old coaching. They go to the pizza place, you know, like they're all talking. They're all, you know, just enjoying one another, except for Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
She goes to Evan. Well, Evan goes to her and, you know, her knees like tweaked a little bit and Evan's like, what did I do? And Sophie goes, you didn't come to me. And I felt like I was a better, like, you know, I'm like one of your like really good friends and you couldn't confide in me like personally, you know, which I agree, you know, it seems like Sophie is Evan's really good friend. And I think Evan should have confided in Sophie.
Yeah.
And it's also some, even though they're, you know, very young, it's also kind of like some girlfriend, boyfriend stuff that, you know, you should have treated me as special and confided in me about this big decision.
Yeah. So then the next day they're back at the pond and Alex is nowhere to be seen. And neither is Sam too.
Yeah.
So Gordon takes over again and Coob, he notices, you know, they're going to work on Coob's goalie techniques and, you know, he's got fast hands, but he can't really, you know, move like his feet. So no. Gordon has to get that up and running. So Coob can be the next Goldberg.
Yeah.
So he goes, Coach, these are fast. This is just as fast. These are as fast as my legs go. And Gordon goes, don't move. The ice is about to crack. And he starts running. He's like, ah. And he just like does like a huge face plant. He's like, gotcha. Now I know that your legs can move faster. And so then they all start taking shots at Coob and, you know, he's using his feet and stuff. So Coob's like really becoming a very good goalie.
Yeah. He's
Gordon Mike Richter. Gordon has to scare him to death in order to get him to skate. similar to that when they had to tape Goldberg in the net just to get him not to be a pussy.
Yeah.
And he's like, Goldberg was like, my mom won't be happy when I don't make my bar mitzvah. He's like, Goldberg, today is your bar mitzvah. Today you become a
fan. some Mike Richter-esque moves from Coob there.
Yeah. So then at the back of the office, you know, Stephanie comes up to Alex and she goes, why aren't you at practice? And she's like, well, you know, I wanted to do this and that. And Stephanie's like, oh, is your team quitting? Like, you know, I feel like, you know, you should stop because, like, you know, you put these kids through like bad times. And Alex's like, no, the kids are good. You know, and we're going to stick this thing through. So, you know, she's sticking it to Stephanie because Stephanie wants her to like give up. And like, you know, Stephanie's not a really good person.
No, yeah. She's a total heel.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of like from what we heard about the Ellen DeGeneres there as a boss. She was a little rough on her people.
Yeah. Not even Gordon had this much interaction with Mr. Duxworth.
No.
In the first film. It was like, why are you telling him he's fired? Just because like he has like a protest, bro. Like, you're just mean, dude. Yeah, so... And then Stephanie goes, listen, I'm scared too, you know, like I've been scared, like, you know, I know I'm like the most powerhouse like attorney for like 12 years, but I'm still scared. And, you know, I just jumped on and I jumped out of an airplane, you know, to get over my fear of heights. And she goes, that way you have a propeller in your room. And it's like, yep, you know, I just see danger.
No.
And so Alex goes to the pond.
Oh no.
She's like, you know what? We're gonna try feel skating. Feel hockey.
Yeah. Feel hockey.
Not field hockey, feel hockey. Get it? And it's like, no. So she makes the kids like put blindfolds on to get their senses down. You know, like sense where the puck is, and they have no idea how to do this. They're just falling down. And she's like, okay, this is a bad idea. Gordon, do you like want to take over again? And Gordon's like, all right, yeah, I'll finish up the practice. But then Coob gets a phone call. Well, he gets a text from Sam who's saying, I'm going to quit the team. Because, you know, I've lost all my extremeness and, you know, Sam's taking this the hardest out of everybody.
Yeah, because he said, you know, nobody really cared about him. He just, you know, he was just like a, you know, a skate kid that goes out and does these stunts. And Evan was,
yeah.
He thought Evan was like the first one to really care about him. So,
yeah. So Evan and Nick, I think, and Coop, you know, they go and they find Sam, and Evan's like, listen, I know I was a jerk and I'm really sorry. And then again, Sam goes, well, you guys are like the only ones who like, you know, really cared about me. And, you know, I don't have to like, just do these stunts to like, you know, for you to like me, you guys like me already. And so Evan goes, we need you as that X factor.
Oh, I wonder if hopefully WWE didn't trademark that. Xbox always needs some extra cash, you know.
Just ask Uncle Cracker.
Yeah. Oh my! I still can't believe Uncle Cracker did that, and they made it into like, you know, like into wrestling. It was like, wow, this guy who wrote the "Follow Me" song also did the X Factor theme song as well.
Yeah,
at least the first version. Yeah, that's not edited out of Peacock. You know, that's still in play.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So Sam agrees not to quit the team. So it's game day. And
the Hornets. Big Hornets game. Yeah.
The Don't Bothers, not the Ducks. Don't Bothers are playing the Hornets. And Alex and Gordon, they're in the stands because, you know, Alex doesn't trust herself to be a coach. But Gordon goes, you're the coach. This is your team. You know, you get on the bench and You coach this team. Come on, Alex. You can do it. And so it's a tie. Like it's like a tie with, you know, a couple of like 30 seconds left in the clock. It's in the third quarter. It's 3-3. The Don't Bothers, you know, they've been practicing shooting, and Coob has been making a lot of saves. You know, they exploit.
Sorry, James. Let's just go back. Alex, Gordon admitted that he rigged the power.
So he could
help Alex get the team together because it looked like that Gordon was coming on strong and that he was going to make a move to take over there, but he really he rigged the power so he could give Alex a chance to get the team together.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I knew I forgot something. It's like, you know, I'm trying to like remember without
having the.
you know, like, that instead works. Of writing everything down. Yeah. Yeah. So Gordon said, I cut the power because we need a change of pace and we need a break from like the pond. I mean, we need a break from the ice rink and we just need to get into like our nature elements. And, you know, just taking a break and like taking a breather outside really helped the team. So thank God that pond was frozen.
Oh, yeah.
And also he gives Alex a boost. He compliments her on, you know, he says she has good coaching instincts, which, yeah. You know, outside of like the hockey stuff, but
no,
you know, she has shown a little bit, you know, some kind of leadership and team bonding skills.
Yeah. She is working to be a better coach.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you know, it takes time and, you know, Mike Dick wasn't going to be like the greatest coach, you know, with day one of the Bears, you know, and
yeah, well, he actually played hockey. It's tougher on Alex. She's not exactly a lifelong hockey star. So she's learning the game too, man.
Yeah. So it's tied 3-3. You know, the Don't Bothers have been really scoring, and Kuv, like we said, has been making a lot of saves. You know, it really took Goldberg, you know, all the way until like the end of the championship game for Goldberg to make crucial saves where, you know, I mean, it takes a while. It's taken a while also for Kube to start really like making saves, you know?
Yeah.
So Alex goes, all right, let's try the blindness play.
I'm surprised they didn't have like a catchy name, like Blind Faith or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I forgot what they called it. I thought they called it something, but basically, like, it's just the team, like, just closing their eyes and using their instinct that the puck's going to be there where they want it. And the Hornet players, they're thrown off. They're like, oh, why do you have your eyes closed? Like, can they do that? And the puck drops, and there's three passes, all their eyes are closed, and I believe it was Myra who makes the shot, the game-winning shot, and the Don't Bothers beat the Hornets 4-3 based off Alex's play.
Yep, and then and a great celebration, and then Evan says, that was amazing, Mom. And she's like, no, call me coach.
Yeah. So all in all, I really thought it was a great episode. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it really ended uplifting this time.
As opposed to
last episode kind of ended on a downer with Evan's drama. So
yeah.
But this was all uplifting at the end.
Go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good episode. Oh, we didn't talk about the storyline with Evan and Sophie getting resolved. He bought he bought Sophie a compression sleeve for her knee at Target.
Yeah,
which is a really good present. I mean, you know, like you see that she's having like knee problems, and Evan was just like, "Oh, use this," and she was like, "Thank you." It's like really thoughtful.
Hey, yeah. Target has some great stuff.
And Evan told her that she was special, which is what every little girl, woman needs to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I also thought it was a really good episode. I can't wait to see, you know, where it goes. I mean, what do we got?
Three episodes left. Yeah.
Three more episodes. Yeah, so... I saw the preview for the next one. It seems interesting, you know, like it's net cutting time, you know, like it's like the games are going to get tightened up and we'll see who comes out, who makes the playoffs and who comes out the victor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also it'll be interesting what kind of twists they have like towards the last, usually they have something hot to like to lead into a, you know, season two, which we haven't heard anything yet, but I'm pretty sure I would pretty much bet on
yeah, you know, I know
two seasons out of this. Yeah,
Yeah, I feel that they'll take a few seasons. You know, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see Charlie and Goldberg in an episode. You know, if not, hopefully season two. You know.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
But either way, yeah, you know, these characters have established a lot, so you're kind of getting attached to them. So you definitely want to see how they grow up in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and they know how to celebrate now, John. When they didn't know how to celebrate their first win with the Hawks, you know, they really
a lot better. Yeah, a lot better.
Had a lot more celebration. Yeah, very good character development. You know, like just focusing on. You know, instead of it always being about Evan, Nick, you know, they went with Sam. Like Logan had more talking, and you know, they're really using the characters pretty well in these episodes. Because it was like towards the beginning, it wasn't really. It was just like about like Evan, sometimes Nick, you know, and Sophie. So I thought it was a really good job.
Yeah, everybody is getting a little development. It's good to see.
Yep. Maybe the checkmates will, you know, understand English and start.
That'd be great.
It's a knuckle puck time. Yeah.
give them Muzzy. They'll be set.
Yeah. Nick's going to teach him some English phrases.
Yeah. So before we wrap up tonight's episode, do you guys have anything that you want to plug, Greg?
Right now, on It Was a Thing on TV, latest drop, we actually finally concluded pilot month with the High School USA pilot from 1984 and an animated pilot based on the Coneheads from 1983. So check that out. That should be dropping on Wednesday on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience.
Nice. Wow, they tried to make an animated series out of Coneheads.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. They actually did get Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin back for it, so.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, that also reminds me that they tried doing like the Mask animated series too. I mean, you know, like I guess like every movie was like that you could think of was trying like some sort of TV series. I don't know, like if you're going to cover it, Greg, but you know, they tried the Ferris Bueller series. You know,
a young Jennifer Aniston was in it. Yeah, we'll eventually cover it.
So a lot of like, you know, just movies are trying to like get anything out of anywhere. You know.
Yeah.
So John, what do you have to plug? You got anything?
Taking it easy. Some of my pods are on hiatus, but. We'll keep an eye out towards the end of the month. We'll have stuff that I'll talk about in the coming weeks.
All right. Yeah.
Now, Extreme Three Way Dance, I is on a hiatus.
Yeah, well, yeah. Once the cock rises, we'll get back into it.
Yeah.
Get back into it.
Yeah, the cock.
The cock rises.
Yeah, that's all you get from me is dick. It's hard to you know, do too many dick jokes when we're talking about a children's program, so you know, or you know, a young viewers program.
Sneak
one or two in.
Yeah, well, I can be found on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. Me and Michael Cook are still going strong with Extreme Resurrection. We just, by the time this comes out, our latest episode, The Road to SummerSlam and the aftermath of SummerSlam on ECW on Sci-Fi, that should be dropping, you know, and the release of Kurt Angle and more on CM Punk as well. And also, the semifinal rounds are going to start recording for the Place to Be Nation Pop Trivia Tournament. Yeah. I'm in the first semifinal match. Me, Ryan Everett, I believe Logan Crossland, and I forget like if it's the Star Wars one or the 80s one. So I don't know which the fourth guy, but I think there's like four of us all in the one round together.
Oh,
yeah. That's gonna be recorded soon.
Bring home that belt.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for us here on Pop Ghost, the Couch Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I'm James Gruenberg, alongside John Arsenio D'Amato and Greg Diener, and we will see you next time.